we present the continuing story of A Woman Possessed.
Diane thought carefully what her response would be. It was all very flattering having a reporter from the Sunday paper following her wherever she went, recording her life for posterity, but these weekly interviews were beginning to take their toll. The reporter's question required a measured response. After all, her answer would be seen as a beacon of light, a way forward for all those horrible little people in their dreadful caged flats in Yamate, Mong Kok, the Mid-Levels and Park Fulham. The sunlight caught the reporter's bottle of whiskey, bringing her back to the question at hand. An answer came to her. Diane opened her mouth with a wry smile.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
The reporter nodded in encouragement. This was good stuff. Certainly better than last week's. Diane winced as she remembered the disastrous ball on June the 4th.
I hope he doesn't ask me about that,
she thought to herself. Whatever had possessed her to suggest an al fresco evening in Victoria Park, those thousands of horrible gatecrashers who came to rub their sweaty bodies close to the glitterati and sing their terrible songs. When would these malodorous, ordinary little people realize that these big occasions solely required the attendance of people with a certain savoir-faire, a certain joie de vivre, a certain banque balance? She would certainly be more careful in future about the balls she handled. The reporter was speaking, bringing her back from her thoughts.
Tell me again about your dear friends Crystal, Flora and Chantal.
Thank God, she thought. We're back on home turf.
She opened her mouth and the words just came to her, as if by magic.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.